Many years back, I often wondered what is the meaning of heaven on earth. I had a great desire to see heaven, but thought it is never possible as it is somewhere so far and above earth. Now, after learning music, I can affirmatively say that heaven is indeed on earth. It is nowhere beyond our reach. Heaven is nothing but the world of music. Many researchers have proved that music education had a huge impact on one's personality development. Here are a few benefits of learning music. Reduces stress, improves self-confidence, teaches discipline, builds imagination and creative thinking, helps in mastery of memorization, helps to learn teamwork and improves coordination, develops motor skills, cognitive function and academic performance, develops math and pattern recognition skills. And finally, it is the ultimate exercise to brain. And believe me, these points are not merely the result of some research works, but I have personally experienced all of them in my life. Since I hadn't learned music from my childhood, I could clearly make out the difference in me after learning music. Even before I started learning music, I used to sing bhajans and devotional songs. When I joined music college after my 12th, I thought I would be just learning the techniques to sing better and bigger songs. But the improvement in me after being a music student was so much so that I didn't have to do any research to know the impact of music education in one's life. All the points which I mentioned earlier became very much true to me. My parents were literally shocked to see the discipline and perfection in whatever I do, which was never there before. Also, music helped to improve my creative thinking and drastically improve my self-confidence. I also have another experience regarding teamwork and coordination. As a part of the annual sports and cultural meet of my university, I had to participate in the march past every year. Music helped my squad, consisting of music students, to march perfectly in coordination. The rhythmic sense was there with us naturally, as we were music students. As I perceived the journey of music, I realized that music is not just singing songs, and the benefits of learning music can never be penned down. But it is a vast ocean, much beyond our perceptions. I was extremely happy that I have entered into a world of wonders and miracles. I was thrilled to hear the incidents where the great musicians produced rhymes, lit lamps, melted rocks, and did many such miracles by singing particular ragas. I also perceived that music is enjoyed not only by human beings, but also other living beings and non-living things as well. I started feeling music in everything and everywhere. I observed each and every sound I heard and learned that a disciplined sound constitutes music or nadam, and an indisciplined sound becomes a noise. I was also curious to learn about the music therapy where different ragas are used to cure many diseases. Finally, I fell in love with music to the extreme that I would fall sick without music. I felt grateful and humbled when I heard about the stalwarts and legends in music who equally respected other musicians which is depicted in Saint Tyagaraja's lines, Yendaro Mahanubhavulu Andariki Vandanamulu. I also felt proud about our India having such great treasure of musicians like M.S. Subbulakshmi, the Nightingale of India, who travelled across the world as India's cultural ambassador. This queen of music cannot be replaced by anyone over the years, and number of titles would be insufficient to showcase her greatness. I would like to quote the legend S.B. Balasubramaniam's words, "Music brings in discipline to one's life." He explains that music doesn't merely impart musical knowledge, but improves the discipline in one's life. To sing, we need to focus on Shruti, Talam, Bhavam and pronunciation, which form the discipline of a music student. So, when we learn music, discipline comes into our lives naturally as a complement to music. Another important aspect is that music is mentioned as an integral part of devotional practices through a wide range of scriptures. In India, prayers are considered complete only after an offering of a musical presentation. From the ages of yore, music and devotion are embedded within each other in Indian tradition. Music has forever been an expression of ultimate devotion. The finest example is no one other than Saint Tyagaraja, who composed his songs as a means to reach the Lord's feet. I feel the greatest award one can achieve in life is the ability to enjoy music. The happiness one gets while listening to music is unparalleled to anything in this world. And music education helps one to enjoy music in a better way. I wish to conclude my note by thanking all great musicians who give the humanity the opportunity to listen and enjoy good music and transform earth into heaven.